Welcome to Quantum Connections, where we discuss some of the strange and fascinating features of quantum mechanics.
I was in my laboratory alone that dark and stormy night, another normal day and another restless mind, when I was visited by the strangest of voyagers. My assistants and I had been working on time loops. They called us crazy and obsessed with science fiction too absurd to be true. But crazy we were. Crazy determined. What they didn't know was that we were close. Very close. Instead of traveling to the 1800s like a time-jumping DeLorean or H.G. Wells' time machine, ours would remain in what we call a continual time curve, where an object bounces between two points in time indefinitely. Relativity says that time can only move into the future, but this curve would allow passage back through time, back to the moment at which the machine was turned on. It was violating the rules of entropy and common sense, but not those of quantum mechanics or inspiration, for you see, this machine created a system in which Newtonian physics held no determining factor. The machine was made possible not by electricity and steel, but by deduction and theory put to practice on the subatomic level where atoms take on extremely eerie properties, and all I had to do was turn it on. So, on that lonely night, my great achievement, my colossus, my machine was turned on, and it worked, as far as I could tell. "Whoa! Who are you?" I stammered, for a man stood in my room wearing a lab suit just like mine.
"Well, I am you! You from the future!"
"But that's impossible! This machine isn't built for humans, and besides, doesn't this mean that your past, my future, will be disturbed by your presence?"
"But see, my past isn't your future at all. With every decision you make, there are thousands of decisions that weren't made, and for each of those, there exists another universe! No, sit down, and believe that in another world I made the decision to hop into your little machine and pop out here at its beginning. So I am your identical, from not only a different future, but a different world."
"So what if I don't choose to jump into my experiment?"
"That's entirely your choice. As unfathomable as the decisions of an electron made, so are yours. All in all, nothing will rewrite history in your world. Nothing you could do in the future would prevent this visit from happening."
A man from the future, calling himself me, stood here that night. He told me his past and my possible futures. It wasn't until the crack of dawn that he decided to leave.
"Keep working. You're closer than you think. Farewell."
"Goodbye, time traveler, and thank you. Alternate universes and continual time curves, entropy violations and the downfall of common sense, all extraordinary possibilities when delving into the realm of quantum mechanics." This is Miles Nelson, Dickinson College, class of 2011.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to Quantum Connections, where we delve into the strange and fascinating world of quantum mechanics.